Morning Watch, Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming, Week 1. Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming by Loving His Appearing and Not Loving the Present Age. Monday, Related Verses. 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 7 through 8. I solemnly charge you before God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom. Verses 7 through 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the righteous judge, will recompense me in that day. And not only me, but also all those who have loved his appearing. Matthew 16, verse 27. For the Son of Man is to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will repay each man according to his doings. Matthew 25, verse 21. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your master. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25. And everyone who contends exercises self-control in all things. They then, that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. For we must all be manifested before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done through the body according to what he has practiced, whether good or bad. Related reading. By loving the Lord's appearing, we can be rewarded with an entrance into the kingdom of the heavens. Loving the Lord's appearing cannot be separated from loving the Lord himself. If we really love the Lord, we will love his appearing. If we love the Lord's appearing, we will be like John on the island of Patmos, who was for the Lord and said, Come, Lord Jesus. If we love the Lord's appearing like John, we also will partake of the Lord's kingdom. According to Paul's charge in 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, Timothy was to live in the light of the appearing of the Lord and his kingdom. Whatever the kingdom will reject in the future must be rejected in our living today. If we live in his appearing, we will certainly refrain from quarreling. We would not want to be found arguing when the Lord appears. The apostles lived with the appearing of the Lord in view. The Lord's appearing was constantly a warning to them and regulated their living. They did not dare to do certain things because they believed that the Lord could appear at any time. If we take seriously the matters of the Lord's appearing and the kingdom, they will greatly affect our daily living. The appearing of Christ must be a basic factor in our daily living. In verse 8, the crown, a symbol of glory, is given as a prize in addition to the Lord's salvation, to the triumphant runner of the race. In contrast to salvation, which is of grace and by faith, this prize is not of grace nor by faith, but is of righteousness through works. The believers will be recompensed with such a reward, not according to the Lord's grace, but according to his righteousness. Hence, it is the crown of righteousness. The recompenser is the Lord as a righteous judge. Paul was assured that such a prize was reserved for him and that he would be recompensed with it at the day of the Lord's second appearing. Here it is not a matter of a crown of grace, but of a crown of righteousness. The crown of righteousness is the crown to be a king. This means when the Lord comes back, Paul will be rewarded with the manifestation of the kingdom of the heavens. Paul says that such an award will be given to all who love the Lord's appearing. The Lord's appearing, his coming back, is a warning, an encouragement, and an incentive to us. We should love it and look forward to it with earnest expectation and joy. Not many believers realize that when the Lord Jesus comes back, he will not come as a merciful God or as a gracious Savior, but as a righteous judge. Christians should be warned and encouraged to prepare themselves to stand before this judge. We should take up the burden in this dark age to bring such a solemn charge to the Lord's people. We all need to receive this charge before God and before the Lord Jesus, the one who will judge the living and the dead. We must declare the fact that when the Lord comes back, he will be the judge of all, both believers and unbelievers. According to Matthew 25, all of the Lord's servants will have to give an account to him. The Lord will either say, "Well done, good and faithful slave," or "Evil and slothful slave." In his righteousness, the Lord will decide whether or not we receive a reward.